the sword, then wrapped it with the leather belt that had fallen at his feet. "Thank you, Cleopatra," he said, reaching for it. But I backed away from him, put the sword in Neva's basket, and walked out of the bakery. It was still raining. As we turned the corner, I noticed the red cape of my commander. He was now standing in the street, surrounded by other soldiers. I could see that his face was turned toward me. "It is late. The house is once again quiet. I have locked Antony's sword in my chest. It is made from beautiful Damascus steel, polished to show my reflection, but sharpened to kill. He will never know how fast my heart was beating during our encounter this afternoon. I was frightened. I was furious. Oh, Isis, forgive me, but now I am confused. There is something about Antony that makes me want to see him again."
Things are definitely heating up between Cleopatra and Mark Antony, but she seems to be feeling some mixed emotions. She's definitely falling for Antony, but remember that he's a loyal Roman, and she's still suspicious that Rome is going to refuse to help her country, or worse, take them over. Her duty to Egypt must come first, she knows, but her personal feelings for Mark Antony are hard to ignore. Let's keep reading at the bottom of page 158, where the new section starts for 13 Februarius.
13 Februarius. My spirits are higher as spring grows near. I have not seen Antony since that rainy day, but I find myself looking for him, hoping he will come to visit Atticus when I happen to be there also.